And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 3rd of January, 2011. It's the birthday of the man who said, "All that is gold does not glitter, not all those that wander are lost." The man called the father of modern fantasy, the writer John Ronald Reuel Tolkien, J.R.R. Tolkien, born in South Africa, 1892. Went to Oxford, studied philology, the study of the origin of languages, became fluent in ancient languages, including classical Greek, Old Norse, Old English, medieval Welsh, and Anglo-Saxon. He invented his own language, composed entirely of his own alphabet, sounds, and structure, the language High Elvish, spoken by elves, and spent 12 years writing a book that incorporated that language, which he said he wrote to provide a world for the language. The book was The Lord of the Rings, published in the mid-1950s. And it was 50 years ago today that the United States cut off diplomatic relations with Cuba, 1961, a couple of weeks before the inauguration of John F. Kennedy. The Eisenhower administration closed down the embassy in Havana and broke off diplomatic negotiations with Fidel Castro. Relations between the two countries have been going downhill since shortly after Castro came to power in early January 1959. He'd overthrown the regime of Batista, an American ally, but a dictator, a brutal, corrupt dictator who had begun to embarrass American leaders, many of whom had supported Castro. But shortly after the revolution, Castro executed hundreds of people who'd worked for the Batista administration. He began to seize private companies and private farms, private property, nationalize foreign banks in Cuba. And he drew closer to the USSR. Cuba had been an issue in the 1960 United States presidential campaign. John F. Kennedy accusing the Eisenhower-Nixon administration of not doing enough about Cuba, letting it become a beachhead for communism in the Western Hemisphere. In April, there was the Bay of Pigs, a covert occupation. Cuban-American exiles trained by the CIA invaded Cuba, a great fiasco, a big embarrassment for the United States, after which Castro declared that Cuba was going to become a socialist republic. And the next year, Kennedy signed a trade embargo, which is still in effect. In 1963, President Kennedy wrote a note to Fidel Castro saying he was ready to end the embargo. But 5 days later, before a meeting could be set up, Kennedy was assassinated. Here's a poem for today, a sonnet by Gary Johnson, entitled In a Cafe. When love is lost, the laughter's good and gone. The sun sinks down, the heavy fog rolls in. Nothing is left to say, and you know that no good will ever come of this. Life will never again be miraculous. Tall, dark woman, in the cafe, I see how the tears glitter in your blue eyes. You drink black coffee for bravery and weep onto the front page of the Times. I had a love once, too, who now is gone, is gone, she's gone. The waves roll along the coast. The sweet summer rain blows in. If I knew you, I'd sit by your side and sing. This world is not our home. We're only passing through. A sonnet by Gary Johnson, In a Cafe, used by permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Novo Nordisk since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at novonordisk-us.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.